Cliffcentral.com. What up
though? It's Cadillac Grills out here. Capital's running a little bit late, but I'm still out here with my man's Monty. What's up, Monty? What's up?
What up, family?
Are you nice?
I'm easy.
How do you feel about this late ass gent over here?
Oh, Capital. I'm used to him. You know, he's reliable on most days, but I think today the OP has caught up to him.
OP weekend. OP thing, dog. What's up with the culture is like getting into the whole OP thing? Because before, not to sound a bit racist or whatever, but not a lot of blacks were into OP Gopi, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's, to be honest, the new generation of black people are open to these things. And I think they did a very good job of adding the Red Bull stage, which is, I don't want to put it in a bracket, but it caters more to the ears of people of color.
No,
yeah,
well,
because, I didn't go this year. Last year, they had Maluum, Cool Cat performing. They had Steelo performing. You know, so obviously people are, people who enjoy his music are attracted to that, and, we'll go to Opie Gopie for that and want to experience the whole weekend, the whole camping, and see what it's like. I've been a couple of times, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, when was it? 2 years ago, I think? They had AKA.
On the main stage. 2 years ago, I was there.
On the main stage. I think that's what opened the doors.
I think so, too. It was crazy. He did well. The only disappointing thing I heard this year, a lot of my friends who went said that a lot of the rappers went there with their taboo set, if you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't like a festival set. You know what I mean?
Sucks.
Yeah, so a guy will come there with just a backing track and his DJ or whatever, and then perform his songs.
Whatever
and
happened to a live motif performance?
Exactly. I watched him. V. He was there a couple of years ago. I watched him there. He had the whole band.
But he's always had that background.
Yeah, obviously he's always had it. AKA obviously always brought it with his band.
Yeah.
This year, Tuli Stark was there and he did the damn thing, apparently. He
wasn't
brought
he
a whole
on
band. He was performing, practicing the whole, like 2 weeks before. I saw him going in late nights, and he took, a drummer, he took his DJ, he took, I might be lying here, but guitarist? Cap just arrived, by the way. Yeah, what up, Cap?
What up?
So you say Stark had a guitarist as well?
Man, Stark's performance was crazy. I don't think of that. He had bass guitarist.
He had a bass guitarist, he had an electric guitarist, he had a drummer, he had a keyboardist,
the whole nine.
Everything, man.
Can we let Cap catch his breath?
Yo, man.
Can we let Cap catch his breath?
Sorry about that, Cap. But yeah, so I enjoy Opie Gopie. Cap was there this year, and you said it was crazy?
It was crazy, man.
Before we start, what up, Cap?
What up? How you guys doing? I'm sorry I'm late, man.
It's all good, baby. We held it down, you know what I'm saying? For 2 seconds.
I'm dying, man. I actually still got that post Opie Gopie sickness, man.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to Opie Gopie, you know how that flu is afterwards, All the dust and
I
shit.
I saw a whole lot of snaps talking about, yo, it's 5 a.m. and I'm cold as a month.
Yo, I got there when I get there on Thursday night. Thursday night, that was ridiculous. Nobody could sleep. But Friday night and Saturday night weren't so bad, actually,
I think it was the alcohol that warmed niggas up.
Just
a bit.
I was pretty turned on all the nights, so I don't know.
Shirt off, Cap was all over Opie.
Yo, I had the time of my life out there. I'm not even going to front.
Anyway, did you guys hear the Major Key? Major Key alert!
Yeah, definitely.
It was crazy. I think it's crazy.
You think it's crazy? I thought it was super dope. But the one track that stuck out for me was Holy Key.
Holy Key.
Definitely. Hey. Dog, can
okay,
I tell
question,
you something?
Question.
Can I tell you something? Wait, hold on. Did you hear Big Sean's verse?
Big Sean.
Big Sean put a verse he wanted to make up for what happened on Control.
But I'm also
but then Kendrick was like, no, you are not on my level.
So who do you think took it?
Kendrick.
Who do you think took it?
You know who I'm going with, dog. Big Sean, my nigga, Big Sean.
You know, I'm very... I love Kendrick's verse, but Big Sean, though.
I won't lie, he went so far.
You know, I like Big Sean's... Like, it has character. Like, he...
He actually stepped it up.
Yeah,
like,
he stepped it up.
Three or four notches.
Yeah, three or four notches.
You know what I mean?
Easily.
Like,
easily.
I was so surprised myself. Same, yeah. I was like,
yo, Sean. I was like, yeah, niggas been sleeping on you.
Yeah, for real, man. Yo, man, let's get into the news for a bit. Let's get into the news,
for
right?
For sure, for sure.
All right, cool, Shep. While we're speaking about all this new music that is out or is on the way, DJ Switch and Miss Cosmo put out the La Femme remix of Now or Never. Major League DJs are dropping their brand new single called Sked It, featuring Casper as well as Questa. I think it's going to be... on that new age Guaito.
Yeah, they put out a video of like Ricky dancing.
Yeah.
Yo, Ricky was going bananas. Was like, what the hell?
You spazzing out.
But yeah. About that remix, though, that remix, I feel like Rouge and Gigi need to battle so we can just settle the score. I'm annoyed.
Old school.
I'm annoyed. No way. So those girls are too school. Much. Yeah. They can run with the juggernauts of this hip hop shit, though.
I won't lie.
They killed it.
I listened to it with no expectations. And I was like, you know, shocked, but in a good way. I was like, wow, the ladies brought it. I don't know if anyone had a whack verse at all, and I think it was actually good.
I think Fifi needs to chill.
Funny enough, there was. I also listened to it with no expectations, and there was a lady that I'd never heard of before. The opening verse, Meg's Mafia.
Yeah, Meg's Mafia.
And I was like, yo.
Yeah.
She set the bar.
Yo.
Until Rouge came.
I saw her. She actually retweeted me when I said, you know, I tweeted that the song was fire.
Ooh.
And I saw she's called herself the original North song, or she's like something North. So
she's
from the North?
I don't know. I said, I hadn't heard about her until yesterday.
King of the North does not recognize.
DJ City Lights has also put out a brand new single featuring Java and Saudi called Vura. I know about a month ago he had put out another joint called Shishiliza, but I didn't really mess with that joint. But this one is a bit better.
I got love for City Lights. Okay, but Vura, it had that OG Mako kind of thing, kind of feel to it, like, you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm so not impressed. I wasn't impressed. I'm not impressed whatsoever.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, go out, check that out, and decide for yourself if you like it or not. Ricky Rick has also put out a brand new single called, it's Fair a throwaway Facts. Joint, yeah. The Fairfax Uncut Freestyle, and apparently there's a Boss Donkey Forever mixtape on the way. So make sure you look out for that.
Yeah, he also released a video for it as well. Did you see?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Pretty plain, and like, I guess you just wanted to put the song out essentially.
With some visuals.
With some visuals, yeah. He's just like on the street walking.
I mean, I guess considering it's a freestyle and not a single, I'm okay with those
visuals. Yeah, I'm okay with he wasn't going to spend like grand guap on the video, you know?
You know what I mean? For a throwaway joint, yeah.
Exactly.
So we have a visitor today in studio. And she's put out a brand new single today. We have Nomuzi, who's going to be hanging out with us a little bit later on, telling us about her new label and also her brand new single, which dropped today. That's called Recipe. So stick around. We're going to play that a little later for you.
It's so weird. Like, today she's early. Today she's early.
What up, Moose? Casper has also put out a video for his 428 to LA record. It was kind of late, but because I like the song.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, I accepted it as well.
I was like, damn, like,
this is somebody really late. He added like visuals from BET Now and shit like that. I guess he was waiting to just get some more visuals. Probably in the States. Casper. 428 to LA.
It's very documentary style.
Yeah,
so,
and he had Casey Veggies in the video as well. That was pretty dope.
All kind of footage type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't look impressed.
It was a lot.
I haven't seen the video. I'll have to check it out. I can't say no. It sucks off the bat, and I haven't watched it.
Okay.
It's a lot of the stuff that he's done in the States.
Yeah.
So like, there's him on Sway on the video. There's him in studio with Black Thought. All of the kind of stuff that he was doing while he was that side. All
right.
Better Gang has also put out a brand new video for their record called The Heist. Dope video, dope song, funny video actually. It's basically the two guys going into the hood dressed up like real, you know, show off stuff, and they get jumped. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty funny. Go check that out. Envy has announced a brand new single. He hasn't announced the date. He just put out the artwork. The song is called Denabuam. I don't know what that means, but
what's it called?
Dennebum.
Dennebum. Yeah. Is that not like an area or some shit?
I know Dennebum, man. It's like somewhere in Pretoria.
Probably a PTA
or some
place.
Shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a yeah.
Yeah, it really sounds like an area I've heard of. But yo, Envy, I'm shocked. Yeah, he's pushing. Like he's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He's not giving up like some of these other cats. But yeah.
Solo has also, as we said a couple of weeks ago, his new album Dreams Be Plenty is on the way. It should be out on the 16th of September. But in case you can't wait, the pre-order is out, so you can get on your iTunes. And yeah, just check it out. Chad the Don also put out his video for E-Vibe. And I don't know if you guys have checked it out, but Denise Zimba is the girl.
The girl.
She's the love interest.
Is she?
She's Denise.
I'm gonna watch that video right straight after.
Okay, I would just like to go on record as to say sorry for these thirsty ass niggas.
Yo, she delicious, fam. What? She delicious.
Yeah, she's nice.
I'm saying she ain't, but I'm saying I need to chill on the thirst, nigga. Damn.
And finally, on the new music front, so DJ Speeds has got this brand new single featuring Teleman, Shane Eagle, and Frank Casino called Mayo. He's shot the video. Everything is ready. And he's just sitting for the song. He's sitting with the song, waiting for the right time to release it. But yeah, there's the brand new Speedster. It is ready. So just make sure you keep your ear to the street. That could drop as soon as tomorrow, man. Like, for all we know. So,
how is that exclusive?
I won't lie. I slept on it there. All right, taking it overseas for a bit. Drake has taken another shot at Hot 97, asking what they have done for hip hop and New York lately.
What?
Lately.
I saw that. Ebro,
yo, Drake is done.
Ebro went off.
Drake's
on that nigga.
Listen.
No, but Ebro really reignited the beef. It was when he made the comments that Eminem is gonna come out and defend Joe Budden. You know, so that's when Drake responded. And yeah, man. Yeah.
Guys,
apparently they were just like talking smack.
Yeah, that's what
and
Ebro
then somebody,
says.
And then
obviously
and
people
then Ebro
hyped
said,
it and
yeah, and then people hyped it and then it went to the next level.
And people
you
saying,
know what I mean?
They're gonna battle and whatever.
Everybody knows
Eminem
if Drake goes for Eminem, he will be slaughtered.
But he won't go for Eminem. You won't go for
of
him.
Course
yeah,
he won't.
Just
that's
saying,
what
with,
I'm
with,
saying.
With the
like,
hype.
Eminem will slaughter him.
But just with the New York job, Drake shut down New York for 4 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Sold out. He brought out Cam. And he brought out Jules Santana. He brought out Derrick Rose.
J. Cole.
He brought
out a whole lot of guys. And then while he was on the stage, actually, he was like, yo, this is the real Summer Jam.
Yeah.
And he was taking shots at the concert
Hot 97.
Hot 97.
And he was like, yo, what have they done for New York lately?
You know, there's one thing I've realized. Hot 97 have a lot of hot-headed DJs, eh?
Yeah,
you have Funk Flex.
Funk Flex.
You have
Ebro.
Yeah. The only nice guy there is Paul Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody likes Paul.
So to carry on with this whole Hot 97 Drake saga, after the fourth night of his Summer 16 tour, he actually went out and he was partying. He was celebrating.
Yeah.
And he was partying with Charlemagne.
Charlemagne.
He bought bottles for Charlemagne. So they were out there and Drake bought them each 7,000 bottles. $7,000 bottles of Ace of Spades.
Yeah, I actually have the picture. The partying with Charlemagne, got the Ace of Spades. You
know? Can't nobody butt like this nigga right now.
So, I think that was a nice touch.
That was a flex. Like,
Drake never even gone on the Breakfast Club. I doubt he ever will, but it's still adapt to them, essentially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
I
he will now.
I with Charlemagne rather than Hot 97.
I think he will now, you know?
Yeah, he could. Mm. We'll see.
So The Simpsons are said to air an hour-long episode, which will be a tribute to hip-hop.
Are you for real?
Yeah, man. It's never been done before that they put out an hour-long episode, but they're about to do it. And it's going to be called The Great Fatsby. So obviously that ties in with you know, it's going to be centered around the idea of the Great Gatsby, and basically Taraji P. Henson and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele are going to be involved with that.
Nice.
And apparently it's basically they follow around this tycoon Mr. Burns and his interactions with a hip hop legend called JG. I'm pretty keen to check that out. I think that would be quite epic, man. I think it'd be quite funny.
That's crazy.
Pusha T. So Pusha T recently attended Barack Obama's birthday party, and as he was
levels
after he was leaving, he was drunk as fuck, and he was just snapping and shit. And yeah, in his drunk snaps, he started flexing on us. And this was some of the shit he said. Who would have ever thought, man, I would be at the president's birthday party with high waters on and Gucci loafers with no socks in the White House.
I took my
shoes off. Me. Shout out my man Brandon, International Brandon, for nipping and tucking this Tom Ford shit.
Ricky did it first. Fuck you.
So yeah, a couple of other celebs were out there. Beyonce was out there, Jay-Z was out there, Kendrick Lamar was out there. So yeah, man, apparently it was a jump.
That's a real thugged out president, hey? Yeah.
Like he's very thugged
he's
out.
Like he's lost him. He's just
he's lost him.
Fuck
he's
it.
Fucking everybody come through. He's about to party.
That fucking any system just kicked in.
Yeah, 100%.
Nigga, don't worry about that re-election no more.
Yeah, exactly.
That
he's like,
two terms.
Push, I got you. Come through. I got you on the credit.
Probably had 40s out there. Like,
you guys look down. All right, cool. So Travis Scott has announced a new release date for his album Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. The album was already supposed to be out, so Travis Scott lied to us.
Fam, been waiting,
So did Frank, but anyway.
These guys lied to us. Why, man? Travis Scott did take to Instagram and say that the album's been delayed due to technical difficulties, and the album will now be released on the 12th.
And again, get the sample.
Which is this Friday. It's possible. Yes. We never know. So this Friday, brand new Travis Scott's coming out, so make sure you check that out.
Yeah.
And we spoke about DJ Khaled's Major Key, his first number one album, man. And
I think it's
his best work yet.
He deserves it.
Yo, you know? I can listen to it from beginning to end. He's got everybody
on
there.
Actually surprised that he had that Megan Trainor chick there.
Who's that?
Yeah, which one is that? Which
the chick that my name is some pop song, like she's a pop artist. I'm all about that bass.
Yeah, that honey.
Okay,
yeah.
She's the one singing on that track with Wiz and Wale.
Okay.
It's the second last track.
Yeah. Now we got you.
Yeah. Y'all almost
like I said, he's got everybody on.
He's got
there, man.
Everybody. Yo, man. There, dog.
He's got every type. He's got, you know, Conscious, he's got Boss for Cat, he's got Trap.
Boss,
he's got R&B.
Got the Boss. No, Holy Key.
Yo,
I'm
Holy
sorry.
Key.
I'm
yeah.
Funny
sorry.
Enough, he's got everyone there except his longtime
Ace Hood.
Ace Hood. Right?
And you know, it was funny because he was on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And he was asked about it, why Ace Hood's not on Holy Key, on Major Key, sorry. And he said, everybody makes their own decisions, but at the end of the day, we got love. I can't speak for him. I don't know what he's thinking, but at the end of the day, we bless him. We love him. I've been with him from the birth of Ace Hood, so I've supported him, and I'm always going to love him. If he ever needs me, I'm here 100%.
I saw that one.
Ace Hood tweeted him back and was like, if only everything you said on the Breakfast Club was the truth, my brother.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys. You Ace Hood, like, you're not on that level. Like, you're not on that caliber, though. Like,
yeah, but I mean, he's been on the previous projects.
Asnanda, my dog. Like, I gave you 7 albums and you're still not popping. You're mad.
Yeah, you have a point.
Never, dog. You can't complain about another man's hustle because you couldn't step it up in time.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Like, come on.
Sometimes you gotta look after yourself.
Yeah, dog. Come on, dog. You couldn't even get honeys at harem. Stop it.
Wow.
What?
Cat, what's up with you?
I actually don't know if that's true, but...
No, it's true. I was there, nigga.
Did you go back to his hotel with him?
Yes.
I've been seeing. You had a sus.
Nah, I didn't. No, for the record, I didn't. But honeys didn't want to leave with him, though.
How do you know this, Cat? Wait.
So
he called the honey and she said, nah.
The honeys were there for the bottles because they paid to do that. And then when he wanted to bounce, the honeys were like, ah, but I don't want to leave with this guy.
They were like, nah, I'm with Cat.
He ain't a platinum selling nigga. No, they didn't go with me. Listen, I'm a Christian.
Okay, let's move on.
Respect my gangster.
So by the looks of things, The Game and 50 Cent have squashed their beef. and this happened at a strip club. The
game
took
squashed
stage.
It already?
Huh?
Do you know what
no,
I mean?
Keep squashing it.
No, like, no, they haven't. They haven't. He had squashed his beef with Lloyd Banks. Ago, that was with Lloyd Banks.
A few months ago, I heard that like they were in the same club, but they,
yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
That doesn't
oh
mean
yeah,
squash.
Yeah, they were just in the same club, yeah, but yeah. They didn't like
and then,
chop
but
anything.
Then 50 like sent bottles their way. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, but so, I don't think they chopped. I remember
they
the
didn't,
story.
Yeah, they didn't chop. But yeah, this past week, they did have a conversation, but no one knows what happened. Like, no one knows what was said in the conversation. But Game did take to the stage, and he was like, yo, I fuck with 50. What happened was 12 years ago, and niggas ain't on that shit. It's 2016. And yeah, that's what he said to the crowd.
I think he's
and
trying
also,
to resuscitate
also,
his
this
career.
Was, this was, who, the Game?
Yeah.
The Game has a bigger hip-hop career than 50 Cent right now. Don't
what?
At me, bro. Don't
what?
At me.
What?
Do not at me.
Power is the biggest TV show, dog.
Oh, wow. Like, hip-hop career.
I said hip-hop. You don't
like
listen.
Music.
That's right. Your problem. Your problem is
okay,
you don't
how
listen.
Much did he sell this one?
Your problem is
how
you
much
don't
does
listen.
This one sell?
More than 50.
Yeah, more than 50.
When was the last time 50 released?
Okay, shout.
So he doesn't have a
when
career.
Was the last time 50 released?
No, you just want to argue with no facts.
No, I'm asking you. I get I'm asking you for the facts. I get it when you have
okay, so 50 has no career then if he hasn't released.
Dog, 50's on another level. He's
no, no.
You know
what was the last 50
you know
Cent record
let's
you bought?
Let's not go there. What do you mean, dog?
I mean, what
Romeo,
was the last one you
no
bought?
No Romeo, no Juliet.
You bought it?
Yes, I bought it.
I don't believe that.
Dog.
No, I don't believe that.
Dog.
I actually don't believe that.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't. I
so
think
you
you're
saying,
lying.
You believe he bootlegged it, is
yes.
What you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, really?
So you're a bootlegger.
I bought the documentary too.
Just because I have a Samsung, now you want to flex on some iTunes shit.
Dog, no, not even. Sake. Not even. What I'm saying is the Game has a bigger hip-hop career than 50 Cent right now.
Nah.
Anyway, moving along, Kanye West and Drake have announced that they're going to be working on an album together. Well, they've hinted at it, that they're going to be working on an album together.
Yeah, Drake
together
said at the show.
At the OVO Fest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Kanye came out and he was like, Toronto, I got one question. Are you guys ready for the album? I'm not talking about the life of Pablo. I'm not talking about views. I want to know if you're ready for this album.
No, I'm
and
not ready.
Later,
I want.
And
I
then
want
later,
watch.
Wait. And then later, Drake came out to clarify, to say that what Kanye was asking before was, "Are you guys ready if we make an album together?" So
no, I'm not ready.
Hey,
I want Watch the Throne 2, dog.
No, it's over for Watch
it's
the
over
Throne.
For it, yeah.
No,
over.
I want it.
No, it's over. It's
no,
over.
See,
it's
I
over.
Fool. Nah.
No, it's over. Speak for yourself. It's over. I think if they
everybody
do it now,
wants
fuck
a
it
dog.
Nah.
Trust me.
No,
even on the TL, a lot of people were saying that shit, dog.
At Summer like, 16, he said
hip hop DX.
He walked off the stage and he was like, "Plus, me and Kanye just got out the studio."
Oh,
this
shit.
Was Drake. Yeah.
Damn.
So it's coming, nigga.
It's gonna be fire. They always create fire when they're together.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Bringing shit locally with the news. So Mabala Noize was accused of spending $110 million on signing artists. According to Julius Malema, Mabala Noize gave all of their artists a minimum of 5 million rand as a signing fee, and there are 22 artists. So there's been a whole lot of controversy around that.
Yeah, they talk about their laundering money to the ANC, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
yo, I want to be signed by Mabala Noize. I don't give a fuck. Yo.
Yeah, listen, I could do a 5 million.
Listen, yeah, Mabala Noize, if you're listening, I got you, fam. Okay, I got you.
I will learn how to rap.
Just look, all I just need is a 50 grand a month. I'm cool.
Yo, just give me like a Nazi beat. I got you.
All right, Ambitious Entertainment has hit 10 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
The record label consisting of MT, wow. Fifi Cooper, Sjava, Saudi, Aries, Ms. Prue, and Benchmark have all together
like
amassed. Yeah, all together have amassed.
Ambitious is another
name. That's dope, yo. Mm.
And considering that the YouTube page has only been around for 11 months.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
I think that also speaks on the growth of hip-hop in the country.
Definitely.
Yeah,
as a
yeah,
whole.
Yeah,
definitely
it really
does.
Does. It really
does.
Maybe even internationally.
No.
What do you mean,
no? I wasn't saying no.
Dog, you don't think there are people overseas that listen to our shit?
A few. I don't think like you know, like...
You never know.
International doesn't have to mean overseas, guys. There's niggas from Botswana, Zimbabwe, whatever, Nigeria, I mean, Uganda,
MCB
whatever.
MCB base is continental.
Yeah, definitely on the continent. Oh, my bad for that. Yeah.
But that's not what Cat was saying. But it's
I said international. I didn't say overseas.
You did say overseas. But
did
it's
I
fine.
Say overseas?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, you said international. But anyway, so Coolie China has launched a limited edition Absolute vodka bottle. He's been in partnership with the Absolute brand for some years. And yeah, there are 3,000 cases available of the limited edition bottle. So if you like vodka.
I saw the bottle. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope, right?
Yeah.
It beats the plain, boring, you know, bottle. Like,
Absolute.
Like which one? Like the.
Like the plain one with the, oh, like the blue.
Okay.
Like
I thought you were comparing it to other people's bottles.
No.
Absolute defeats the throat,
DJ Speedster has bought into Cool Out, the agency and event space. He's now a partner there. So he's going to be working closely with the guys outside. So yeah, man, big up to him. It's good to see Cat.
It's a bit weird for me, but
why is it weird?
Because Cool Out and Speedster are like two different kind of brands, but it's everybody,
you know, diversity, dog.
Everybody do
bringing
their thing.
A new dynamic into your space.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm just saying it's weird for me. That's all.
But that's pretty much what's happening. As promised earlier on, that's it for the news. I see you looking at me like, yo, what more? No, that's it for the news. But as promised earlier on, I am going to play you the brand new DJ Switch and Miss Cosmo. This is the Now or Never La Femme remix, man. Tell me what you think of it. Capturing, killing it all, company sitting the throne. It's now or never, never. It's time to change the game. Yeah, what happened to rap? Yeah, ayy, what happened to rap? Yeah, yeah, what happened to rap? Hip hop used to drop bars and now we just dab. Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com. Okay, so that was the DJ Switch and Miss Cosmo, Now or Never, La Femme remix. Let us know who your favorite was, man. You can call us on 0861-555-189. You can tweet us at CliffCentral.com. You can Facebook us, CliffCentral, and you can also hit us up on WeChat. That's also CliffCentral. We're hanging out with Skanda Quizas, New Age Mabizas. What up, you alright?
What?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
I'm good, I'm
on
good,
time,
man.
And
oh my gosh. I told you last time I'm not usually late. I was just having a crazy day. Yeah, but so, I proved it by being on time this time.
Since we're speaking about last time, you made us a promise last time.
And she did.
You remember that
she
promise?
She actually did.
She forgot. That looks
Lagos.
Like everything. You said, guys, I'm so sorry, I'm late, but do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit up all the girls. I'm going to call Woboiti. I'm going to call Paul Tusi. I'm going to call everyone.
Pearl's gone now.
Pearl's gone, dog.
Pearl's gone, so I couldn't do it without Pearl, so I just decided to cancel.
Is that the excuse?
Oh, wow. Okay. Really?
She had so to when audible. Pearl comes Did you hear back, that audible?
When Pearl comes back, we'll hook it up.
You know, okay, sure. I don't mind Woboiti. I don't mind Woboiti.
Listen, I don't mind.
Yo, man, off air, we were actually speaking about how you were offered to do the remix, the Now or Never remix.
Yeah, Cosmo was putting it together. Everybody knows Miss Cosmo is like the biggest female DJ, and she's a good friend of mine. So when she was putting it together, she was like, Skandi? And I was like, thanks, Chom. Good luck, though. You and your girls can kill it.
Why?
It's just not my type of rap song. Not that I have anything against it, and I'm way all female power, but I'm just like, at the time as well, they're putting it out at the same time where I'm putting out my own single and releasing the label and everything. So the timing wasn't really right. So it's just not my type of rap song as well.
Like, and now that you heard the song, are you happy with your decision?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Yeah. But shout out to the girls, though. They killed it. Shout out to my girl, Rouge, flying the flag,
So you think she did the most?
Listen, she could have done it by herself. She's the best. She's the best. I love Rouge. She's the best.
All right, cool. So tell us, man. Tell us. Nomuzi Mapena Music, man.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
The logo's dope, by the way.
Thank you.
Who I haven't seen the logo.
Green Robot. Shout out to Green Robot. They killed it. I fought them a bit. Mm-hmm. And I had another idea. I was like, guys, I sent you a reference, just do this. And they were like, bro,
Don't worry about it. We've been doing it. This is what we do.
So we ended up going with that one, and I'm really, really proud of it. It's dope, and my dad likes it too. So that's how I know it's clean. But yeah, Nomuzuma Brenda Music's my brand new record label. Super excited about it.
Yeah.
After the whole going independent thing, I tried to look for management that could really look after the whole entire brand.
Yeah.
But then there were people that could only specialize in TV. Then there were people that could only specialize in music. Then there were people who could do both, but I was just like, I'm not really sure if I trust you with my shit.
Yeah.
So then I just decided, Uguti, why not unlock myself and just do the damn thing for myself? Because I was constantly asking myself, where is a company that can unlock the whole thing and really be involved in all aspects? And I said to myself, that should be me.
Yeah,
let me start
yourself.
My company. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. So right now we're just focusing on me. We'll be releasing my album towards the end of the year too. But you know, in a couple of years' time, we'll definitely be taking on more artists and really running it like the empire I want it to be.
So it's not just a record label, from what I've just gathered.
Well, it's not a record label. I was actually talking to Altito yesterday. Altito hit me up because I'm trying to take over his social media. Like, you know what I mean? I'm really trying to offer different services to different artists and brands because people require different things. And sometimes you want people to only look after your social media, but then they want the money from it as well. And they want admin fee. And then they also want to do your books. And it's like, how did we even get there?
Yeah.
Like, how did we even get there? So I want to get to the place where we can offer all those kind of services. Lucky for me, I'm not really, you know, running that daily business on myself because I'm a boss.
She got that cookie thing going.
Boss, so I'm
like Monty. I think you should take a picture of this. Like everybody needs to see this. She's dressed like Cookie.
Yes.
And like it's like 52 degrees outside.
Yes, honey. And she, and get the boots in too.
It's true.
Yeah. So SBR Projects is running the daily functions of the company for me. I've got PR. I've got bookings. I do everything.
So you want to take over Tito's social media?
No, what? Just having a conversation about it, and I'm like, Tito, you should be like out there, bro. Like for real.
You
like,
might need that.
Your swag is so clean. People
mean, not in a bad way. Like,
what do you mean?
Not, in a, not in a bad way, but like
some people. That's what it'll do more for him. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No, cat wants drama.
So my question, right? I hear what you're saying about the company, but do you not feel like the word music might set a certain expectation and a limitation, if you will?
Yeah, you know, I thought about that, but then at the end of the day, it always comes right back down to the music and any and everything that we do, and it's because of the music that I wanted to unlock this brand. So
yeah,
and what's in a name? That which you call a name by any other rose would still smell as sweet.
Cheers,
sir. I need to read
more,
dog.
I need to read more. That sounded hella,
hella Shakespearean.
Yo, what is Shakespeare?
Yeah, I told you, nigga. Shit,
Shakespeare,
Romeo and Juliet.
Shakespeare. But yeah, your company is what you make it. Like whatever the name is, I tell you what we do, and you know you accept it. You know, forget about the name.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Mean, can you imagine me until Emma bought me button? But when you go in, it's like
exactly. Kev knows.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
We actually had this fight a couple of weeks ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So today, I'm going to call today Recipe Day, right?
Yes!
Tell us about Recipe, man.
Yo, Recipe is my first single. I'm so excited about it. And basically, you know, I kind of went through a phase where, not necessarily that I was letting the hate get to me, but I think I was just not really focusing on the right energy in my life.
Okay.
So I just needed to snap out of it, write about it and let it go. And also just like show other people that are maybe going through the same struggle as me, and you just feel like all you're doing is your best and people are just mad and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Just give them a song and just be like, yo, we out here. Talk all you want, you're not gonna stop us, and we're killing it.
But they're always mad.
Yeah,
they're always gonna be mad.
They're always gonna be mad. I think that's what I realized, they're always gonna be mad, and I'm always gonna be full of swag and killing it and dope. So fuck them.
Shit.
Question here.
she leaned into
raw,
that shit.
Raw, real raw stuff.
She leaned into.
How did you and Weechi hook up, man? I've heard him. Because I know he does a lot of pretty ugly stuff.
Pretty ugly, yeah.
And Weezy's too crazy. How did you link up? Did he send you some beats? Did you guys sit down in the studio and cook it up together? What happened?
Well, I hit up Brian Soko because I was like looking for beats, and obviously he had just killed it, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like, bruh, there's a guy right there who's got the juice.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm like, Richie, he just mastered Mbongo Zaga. So
yeah.
It was just kind of like he was right there in the space and it all made sense. And the beat is fire. And, you know, he had a really cool idea with the hook and just the attitude and the mood of the song. Because I was really shopping for a bitch better have my money. Not necessarily too much the sound, but just the mood. I needed the song to give me that feeling of, yo, don't come at me like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Please. So as soon as I said that, Soko was like, yo, I was there a year ago and Weechi played me this crazy beat. I think it might work for you. He sent it to me. I hooked up with Weechi. We made it happen. We recorded it at the guys upstairs, which is where Reason does all of his stuff. And DJ Speedster now too, because deals, nigga, deals. We recorded it at Kula with the guys upstairs. We reworked it with Emblazing. Because we really wanted it to sound right. Even Sbuda was like, no, that's not popping. Change it. Do it like this.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a lot of people and a lot of heads. Noe as well. She helped me with it too. So, yeah, exciting.
Very so you and Sbuda are like working like closely together now? Or is it like a once-off thing?
Well, he's SBR Projects. He's my management. He runs the daily functions of the Musiba Band of Music.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Oh, Sbuda. Look at that lamp.
Yo, man, I just want to put shit into perspective for anyone who hasn't heard Recipe yet. It did come out earlier on today. So I want you to introduce it, and then on the other side of that, we're going to get back and ask you a couple of more questions.
For sure. Yo, man, shout out to my boy DJ Capital for having me out here. This is for the first time ever on Cliff Central. Recipe produced by Weechi. Shout out to your girl, the young man, because I just stole the game. Enjoy.
I see you hating now. Watch me flex.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, that was Nomuzi with Recipe. Friend, you know, I never know what to call you, eh? I never know whether to call you Skandi. I never know Muzi, Moosley.
Moosley.
Like, I
know. I think this is a thing that a lot of people go through.
Actually. Yeah.
But it's Moosley.
Moosley.
Like, the name is Moosley. The other names are just kind of like, you know, AKAs, moods that I go through, like Young Brr and Blanco. Even Skandi Queen was a mood. It was like my.
But I feel like that one's sticking with you.
Yeah, no, that one's sticking.
Yeah, that one's sticking.
Because that was the one that you guys all got to know me from, and it's the person I had to like turn.
What do you mean, you guys?
To the fans, the public.
Kes trying to say I'm not a fan.
No, I've known her.
I knew where you were going with it.
Oh, relax.
I knew where it was going.
Although you're like 16. Yeah, since those days. Since those days, you was like, cuz. I'm like, yeah.
Because I met you at a family wedding, so it's just like. And also, to be honest.
Damn, you a family zone from the beginning?
Nah, nigga, come on.
Yo, man, I just want to get back to Recipe, the joint we just played, man. I just want to say I love how comfortable you feel on the joint. Like, like nothing about it sounds forced. It sounds very natural. Do you think you're finding yourself more and more musically?
Yeah, for sure, man. Practice makes perfect. And we definitely played around with a lot of other things before we got to this one. And even when we were recording it, there were some people who were like, I don't know, were you really going with this? And I think it's because musically I didn't really have the skills to unlock what I was hearing in my head.
Yeah.
But the moment I started to share my ideas with other people, they really, really got it and they helped me bring it to life. So we've been working on it. We mastered it twice. Weechi had to mix it like 3 or 4 times before I was happy. And I was like, add a mix up at the end just to add a little character to the song at the end. So we played around with different versions of it, and I played it for a couple of people that I really, really love, like Don Design and Victoria Kimani and Vanessa. And I was like, what do you think I should do with this? Does it work? Does it not work? Where should we go with this? And man, so we eventually got all the pieces out of the recipe to make Recipe, and it's dope.
So I realize you mentioned two artists from the continent who you gave like a preview, you know, just to get their help with them. Should we expect them on your album? Who can we expect on your album, actually?
You know, I haven't really finalized features just yet. We haven't even finalized songs just yet. But Vanessa is definitely somebody that I've wanted to work with for a very, very long time. She's a very good friend of mine. We actually recorded something. I don't know if it'll make the album, but we'll see. I actually did something for Victoria Kimani's album.
Okay.
So we'll probably just keep that there for now, simply because we don't want to do the same thing redundantly. And the song we did was like fire. Like,
so you don't want to fuck with that juice.
You know what I mean? So dope. So we definitely want to work. We've also realized that we need to stop just talking about it and stop like going to lunch at Tasha's when they come to town. Like, go to studio. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's go to the studio and stop just hanging out and catching up.
Tasha's has been making money off of honey. Especially the black honeys.
And people do that a lot. We just talk about it like, yo, we need to do this, we need to do this, and we never actually do it.
Procrastinating is a black man's
kryptonite. Can we get like a time frame for the album?
Yo, you know what? We wanted to do end of August, and now we're kind of finalizing things, so maybe it'll be end of September. But now that I am the executive, I realize why people are like, they push things back and they're like, wait, maybe don't do that. There are so many things that you have to take into consideration.
Can I make a request?
We'll put it out when it's ready.
Please don't pull a Frank Ocean.
No.
Please.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
I got you.
Yo, when you gonna jump on one of my records, yo?
Yo, when you gonna ask me to jump on one of
your
records?
I just did, fam.
That's how you ask, Kevin. That's how you ask.
On the spot. On air. Live, direct. No bullshit, no drama.
Everyone talk to me. You know?
No, I'm talking to you now.
You gotta talk to the boss.
Hey, Spuda, when we get on one of my records? Hold on. Here's the mic for you. I got a mic for you. Huh?
Yo, dog.
Well, what did Spooner say?
He's that guy in the back. Dog, he doesn't talk.
Okay, Sham. So.
Yeah, let's do it. I would have loved to be on Hell of a Life, though. It's such a great song.
For real?
I love that song so
much. Remix.
So it's not as good as Hell of a Life, count me out.
What? Okay. What's that? Say that again?
If it's not as good, count me out.
Sham, I'm gonna send you some records because I'm wrapping up my album, so.
What?
I'll send you some records.
Cap, you got an album? So, Cap, we don't even know. Cap, come on.
No. Say you don't know. Don't we. We're not speaking French.
Cap, you're excluding yourself now.
Don't we.
I'm on the way.
You're speaking French out here, nigga.
All right, cool. So, Moosley, you know, it's tradition, it's culture. You got to rap before you leave.
Oh my goodness.
So what you want? You want a beat? You want a cappella?
She didn't freestyle the last time she was here, did she?
She did.
No, nigga, check, I fell.
Okay, I'm going to give you a beat.
Maybe we can give you guys a young 4-8 something.
Eight.
Well, it ain't going to be free though.
Oh, you don't have hip
for. I'm out of paper.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
16.
Oh, okay. Smoke got me high as an angel. Got me looking like I'm Asian. Suffering from that persuasion. Bitches in the club look ancient. On a Wednesday, got y'all crushing. Look in your eye telling me that you want it. Got you wishing that I would back up on it. Drop it to the floor, get that booty popping. Like there ain't no stopping. Stardust kinda party. Girls are acting naughty. If they acting froggy, I'ma catch a body. Only step up to me if you know you bought it. Cap, are you about it?
Hey. Is you or is you eight, nigga?
Damn.
Are you about it, Cap?
You about it, Cap?
Is you or is you eight?
Come on, don't play me. All right, cool, Shop. We are running out of time, so is there anything that you want to say before you love and leave us?
Well, Club 808 on Friday, first ever TV performance of Recipe. That's going to be really dope. We out at Kong on Sunday, VIP room on Friday. Yo, we're turning up. This is a celebration. The first, like, black-owned female artist release. It's dope. What a time to be alive. We got to celebrate.
Yes.
Anything you want to say, Monty, in closing?
No, nothing. Except shout out to Namuzi. I love the growth. You know, love where your career has gone so far. Yeah. Keep going.
Thanks, Monty. Kat?
It's August, Women's Month. Ladies, we love y'all. You deserve the most.
Skandi, thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us. You do owe me a record, just for the record. And because this is the Capital wrap up and I do whatever the fuck I want to do, we're going to play out with Recipe. All
beach, right? Beach party,
8th of October. We're finna get it.
Cliff Central. The revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.